Thank you, Alan. Now, here's an article praising the police. There are not many people standing up for them these days in the news, are they? So it's good to hear. The efforts of Suffolk Police to tackle racism have been recognised in a national publication. The brochure, produced by the Police Race Action Plan, showcases the work of 29 police forces and national criminal justice agencies promoting anti-racism. It also highlights the contributions of community groups. Suffolk's work is featured on page 57 of the publication. A video accompanying the submission includes Angelina Cromina, MBE, chair of the Independent Advisory and Scrutiny Panel, which oversees the progress of Suffolk's Police Race Action Plan. The panel supports Suffolk Police in adhering to the principles of the plan and advises on how local interpretation can strengthen community confidence. Rob Jones, Deputy Chief Constable, said, "I'd urge everyone to take a look at this brochure, and in particular the Suffolk submission, to get a flavour of some of the amazing work that has taken place in Suffolk. It's a big thank you to Angelina and her panel colleagues who are providing such great support and scrutiny to our work. Remember, the Race Action Plan in Suffolk continues to be treated as a critical incident where the effectiveness of the police response will have an impact on the confidence of the victim, their family, and/or the community, so it's vital we continue to hear your views. Our commitment remains as strong as ever, although more must be done if we're to deliver a service that really delivers for all our communities." Ms. Cuamina said, "It was a great honour to take part in the video that will be shared nationally, and I have been so impressed with the work taking place in Suffolk. I remain optimistic that despite many challenges and still much more work to do, we in Suffolk are moving towards a fairer, more just, and more equitable police service for officers, staff, and the community that it serves." And back to you, Mike.